was any cost, man? Freeze and mix.
The name is Too Ski, by the way.
Osi, I have something special for you.
Okay.
How do you feel sitting in your seat?
I mean, right now I feel good, bro. This is incredible.
Are you toasty?
No.
So your heat warmer's not on.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. You gotta let me know what you're talking. You see, I wasn't even aware of what was going on. I was like, why is my butt burning, man? Why is my butt cheeks start feeling? Why are they feeling so warm right now, man?
Does it feel
toasty? So that's what's going on here.
Yeah.
They have like electric heat warmers in
bro,
here.
Bro, this is official.
So this is how people live. This is how the other half live. I was wondering what was going on, J Bell. See, you're accustomed to this kind of living.
Because, see, I live like this, and my bank account's a little lighter.
Yeah,
you don't live
exactly.
Like this, and your bank account has always been heavier and stays heavy.
It's pretty heavy, man. It's pretty heavy.
It is. Even after, after...
What happened in France.
Yeah, yeah.
After what happened in France.
It's still heavy.
Little light
but,
now.
Yeah. We try to keep you warm because we're outside.
Where are we, J-Bell?
At Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Yeah.
One of the homes of the NFL in this country. And we are here because there is going to be an announcement.
What is that? What is that noise?
You know when they announce things, somebody be like...
No, who does that?
When the they fans.
Announce things? No, when they announce things, they say...
Oh, it's after.
Yeah.
After they announce things, they go...
It's a roar.
Yeah, it's a roar. You know why I felt like that?
Tell me.
So we're looking at the stands, and this side of the...
It's a beautiful stadium.
It is a beautiful stadium.
Incredible.
And that side, that unrestricted kind of fandemonium is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
It makes me feel like when I was in college, because I played in a big college,
you
in
did.
Big stadiums.
Yeah.
That was the things I saw, and those fans were crazy. Because, you know, the boxes kind of break up the flow a little bit.
Yeah.
That's that heat.
It's so cool, man. Look at this grass.
Look at that.
It looks like carpet. Doesn't even look like grass. I wonder how much money and time is spent on making this the best grass possible,
It is. It looks fast. You know, when you look at grass like this, you probably think you love it because you come off the edge flying.
Yeah, I do.
When I look at grass like this in this stadium, the first thing I think is, I hope I'm not playing against anybody fast.
Because
they're going to be rolling.
Yeah. When I look at grass like this, I think to myself, I wonder when we can take this to Africa. I wish I could just take like a little knife and just
put it on a plane.
Put it on a plane just like this. I'm going to hold it like this, J-Bell. I'm flying. Just lay it down. I mean, imagine. This is incredible.
This is, man. This feels good. Every time I'm in here, bro, I'll be honest, I'm excited and happy and just thankful because, I mean, we get to come here, sit in the NFL suite, just enjoy this. And I love European football. I love football here in this country. So it makes me feel good, man.
Speaking of countries, man, you know what I wanted to say, Jason?
Tell me.
I wanted to say that you're American.
I am 100%
you know I mean?
American.
You're an American guy.
Yes, I am.
You know what I mean? And,
What? What's that?
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
They made the announcements for the 2022 NFL
it's
London
happening.
Games. It is happening right
the
now.
The announcement of the games are happening.
Oh, my goodness.
They got it
gracious.
On the big screen.
I can see right now the first one, Vikings versus the Saints.
How do you see it? Where is it?
Because I have good eyes, Jason.
Oh, my gosh. Vikings versus the Saints. Oh, my boy Harrison Smith is on the way.
And the Giants versus the Packers. Oh, my goodness gracious. We have
the Giants are coming.
The
I need my mic.
Biggest
yo,
the biggest game in NFL history taking place here. The biggest game in NFL history. The New York Football Giants versus the Green Bay Packers. Whenever you think of the NFL, the first
goodness.
Two teams that come to your mind, the New York Giants and the iconic Green Bay Packers, and they are playing here in London. Is this not what you want? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
This is ridiculous.
Oh, and the Vikings versus the Saints.
I
forgot about the Vikings versus the Saints.
The Vikings coming. My man, our boy, Harrison Smith, coming to represent the Saints. Who doesn't love the Saints? Going to be a great matchup. These teams kind of hate each other, don't they, a little bit?
But the Giants versus the Packers,
but I'm going to get over there.
But it's the Giants versus the Packers.
OC.
Yeah, but the Giants. It's the Giants and the Packers.
How are we going to manage this?
But But there's the Giants and the Packers.
How are we going to manage the Giants and the Packers coming?
The Giants and the Packers are playing.
Yes, how are we going to manage this?
So it's the Giants versus the Packers.
It's the Giants versus the Packers.
And the Giants and both the Packers.
wait, we got the MVP coming in.
Oh, my goodness.
Against our team, the Giants,
yeah.
Who, in my opinion, had a really good draft.
Yes, they did.
I like what the team is doing.
Wow.
New head coach.
Yeah.
New GM. Ronnie Barnes, mm-hmm. the VP, my guy. You're everybody's guy in the Giants.
My goodness.
You are in the stadium. I just have to ask, what kind of access are you bringing? Because I'm piggybacking on top of you. What are we going to do?
I might actually be playing in that game. That's a strong possibility that I might be on the field. You talk about access. I might actually be. You know what's so funny? When they're playing, Jason.
Bro, the Giants are coming.
When they're playing, I'm going to be on the field commenting. I'm going to be right there. Like,
I'll
right,
be in the booth. You're going to be on the field?
I'll be on the field. No. Not on. I'm talking about like in the field of play.
With the refs?
Yeah.
Live?
Like, hey, and Daniel Jones right now.
Right now, he's looking to the left. Ball going to be going over your head, and you're going to be in a suit.
Oh, my goodness.
In a suit with some cleats.
Straight up, bro.
Bro,
but, yeah,
the
Vikings and the Saints. Yeah, let's talk about the Vikings versus the Saints first. Then we're going to get to the Giants versus the Green Bay Packers.
Okay. So let's break this down.
Mm-hmm.
Before, like, I'm sick in the face right
now. Okay.
Because I'm that happy.
Yeah.
Like, okay. You know, we got so much invested in this, man.
Yeah.
We really do.
Mm.
But this is special.
Yeah. Your boy, Vikings.
This is special,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins.
Curtie K.
Curtie K, who we don't trust. But he's going to be here to put
he's
on the show.
Be here. Yeah. I hope you interview
Jameis
him.
Jameis Winston. Yeah. Jameis Winston. Huh?
Think of the personalities.
Huh?
Hey.
Remember?
My trainer said.
What did he say?
Y'all gotta Google that if you haven't listened. Man, these
big
hot seats.
Games.
Once you told me who these games
they getting
were,
hotter.
Yeah, they got real hot. I need to click that down.
Yeah.
I almost got emotional. In all honesty, two teams, which are the two visiting teams.
Yep.
New coaches, which is going to be great to watch and see what these teams are and who they formulate in their kind of process and what the team's going to be. And in October, we should start to see that.
Yep.
We should start to see their identity.
Mm-hmm.
We get to watch them here.
Mm.
We get to see how those teams connect. You always said this. Coming out here, it gave you an opportunity, even though you were here longer than other teams, to really kind of come together as a team, as an organization. We get to see that live and in action with our Giants, bro.
Man, it's incredible. Couldn't have asked for a better slate of games. Couldn't have asked for a better slate of games. I'm so excited, Jason. I'm over the moon.
And we have another announcement that I didn't see.
Mm.
At Wembley.
Okay.
On the 30th.
Mm.
Woo-hoo! Woo! You know we got Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
You know who's coming?
Tell us, J-Bell.
Denver Broncos.
Ooh, Chef Russ. Chef Russell Wilson.
Hey, man.
He got married out here, too.
Hey, bro. I wonder when Russ went to Denver and he signed that deal, he told him,
yeah.
I got to play. I need to play.
I think it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. International Russell Wilson.
I got to play.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big game also.
What I mean.
Big game for Jacksonville. Big game for Denver. Denver should be a fantastic football team. Fantastic. Oh. Good defense. All those good receivers. This is going to be incredible. J. Bell and – oh, my goodness. I just got in my hands right now.
Tell me more. It's hot off the press.
Taking place in Germany and in Mexico. In Germany. Ooh. In Munich.
Ooh.
We got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers led by the GOAT himself,
Tom Brady.
Versus Seattle Seahawks. Oh, my goodness. The Legion of Boom. No more.
Man.
But they're going to be there. Pete Carroll is going to be here chewing that gum.
Hey.
Seattle, they say they might be in a rebuilding year, but that's going to be a fantastic game also. Shout out to Germany. Shout out to Munich. Oh,
that's
my goodness.
That's going to be amazing.
J-Bell. Yep.
That's going to be epic, man. Once again, we get to see a new team, their new identity. Pete Carroll always comes through.
Oh, and in Mexico, last but not least, we got the Arizona Cardinals led by Little Legs Kyler Murray against the 49ers.
A divisional
in Mexico,
game?
A divisional game. They are doing it big out there, J Bell.
Man, that, you
49ers
know.
49ers are a good football team.
Absolutely.
Arizona's a good football team.
Divisional games are always a battle.
Yep.
So you get a battle in Mexico. That's really interesting to have divisional games out of the country like that.
Yeah.
To see.
That means that they are dead serious.
Yeah.
That's what they mean.
That means they're dead serious.
They are dead serious.
And there's so many advantages because playing each other, but on a neutral site, that's kind of fresh.
J-Bell, we have five games.
Five, man.
In three countries, bro. And I'm not talking about preseason games. I'm not talking about exhibition games. Regular season games. Five games in three countries. I played in the first game.
Yes, you did.
And it was only one. Now we got five games in three countries. The NFL is truly becoming a global sport, Jason Bell.
Oh, see, I mean, the fact that we get to partake in this greatness, I mean, it is a blessing. It is fun. It is exciting. Man, the fans are going to go nuts out here across the globe over these games. I mean, think about it. We get to see great quarterback play, which we know the NFL is all about. We get to see up-and-coming teams as they try to change their identity and try to forge ahead. Man, this is amazing. Stars everywhere.
Everywhere.
Top draft picks.
Everywhere. We're not just talking about Jason Bell either. They got stars. We're talking about real stars. We're talking about real stars everywhere, not just J Bell. Right? Because, J Bell, you know, apparently.
Apparently. You're worth staying outside somewhere at whatever time to make sure they
Take
get
pictures.
Digital content.
You know what I mean?
For those that don't know, our podcast people just
Look that up.
Just look up.
Look it up and see what's going on recently.
See, your boy can't even go out for a little snack, you know? But it's all good. It's all good.
Wow.
Hey, man. Tell me this.
Yeah.
In all honesty, you knew when you played, after playing here, when you retired, you because of your relationships in the league, you said, I want to go. I want to be an ambassador.
Yeah.
I see this. Mm-hmm. Like, you could have did anything you wanted in the States.
Yeah.
Big name, great career, but you said, I'm going to go out here and do this.
Yeah.
There's many things you do. We talk about all of the things that you've impacted out here. Watching this, witnessing this, like, what does it do to you personally?
I think it validates, you know, what I thought. But the thing is, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, toot my own horn or anything like that. I think if you had any sense at all, you could have seen this coming.
Right.
Right? Like, because when I came out here and I saw it, the first time was in 07, and then I came again when I was with the Atlanta Falcons, and I was looking around, and I was like, yo, this is crazy. And the funny thing is, in America, they don't have any clue.
No.
What's going on out here?
No.
They have no clue. They're in that little bubble, but I could see it.
Yep.
And so, you know, coming out here and, you know, being on the forefront of the growth and now seeing how it's taken off, I mean, it really is something else, man. And this is only the beginning. It's going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger because the game is bigger than America. I keep trying to tell people that it is bigger than America. I know they call it American football, but the lessons it teaches you and the way it's played and the fairness of it all,
absolutely.
It is so much bigger than America. And once the world starts to see it, they're going to fall in love with the sport. And that's exactly what we're doing out
here.
Man,
I'm so glad you made that decision because I wouldn't be doing this if you didn't do that.
Yeah.
I remember coming out here. I was already back and forth, but a couple of friends of mine played when Pittsburgh played the Vikings.
Mm.
And it was Adrian Peterson out here. And I thought, I was at the game, and I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the intensity. And
but you know something you just said? Like, you coming out here, you know what I mean? I think there's something to be said about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something to be said about that. Because everybody wants to be a leader, right?
Mm-hmm.
People like to talk about being a leader, right?
Yep.
But what I think most people don't really understand is just as important, and in most cases, even more important than being a leader, is knowing who to follow.
That's 100% the truth.
Right?
That is
And
it.
Knowing how to
yes.
do that.
Yes,
like,
yes,
I remember I remember following Michael Strahan, like, followed him. I said, this guy and the people he's around are going to take us to the promised land, and I just followed him. And the things that he taught me and the things that I watched him do that actually made me the player that I was.
Right.
Right?
Yep, yep.
And, you know, there's some things going on. Maybe this is a subliminal message that I'm sending out to somebody. Mm-hmm. Right.
Just a little.
But you have to know the right people to get behind.
Yes, you do.
Very important.
It is a skill, especially when you are just talking about the framework of a team, an organization.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a leader, when you are a leader of anything, one thing that I always say that you do well is you take people's problems, you process them, you listen to them, and you say, all right, cool, I hear you, it's going to be okay.
Mm.
And then people now can start to look towards whatever solution it is. You haven't done anything. You have just absorbed it, right? And you do that all the time in all your different businesses. I watched you do that. I've watched you literally handle chaos and go do live television. I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
Now, a person and being on a team and being in that environment, I would look at that and say, that's somebody I follow because when the heat is on, they know how to handle themselves. So you are absolutely right. You have to know that. And sometimes you're a follower. Sometimes you're a leader. You need to know how to adjust. That's what we love about sports. That's why we watch the game. We can see it happen in a game. People taking over, leadership roles, giving it away, all of that. I mean, that's what makes people successful. That's what makes teams successful. That's why we're excited for everything happening here, happening on the field, off the field. All that.
I saw something, Jason.
Tell me.
Speaking of things, seeing things, right? I saw something 2 days ago that disturbed me.
I'm here.
You know, I got 3 kids.
Yes, you do.
3 boys.
Yep. I just saw the new one.
Yeah, you just
beautiful.
Came over, saw him. And peace. Simon told us not to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about this right now.
Well, Simon should know better than to tell you anything about anything.
I saw, for the first time,
because
I was at the hospital both times my first 2 kids were born. And I was, you know, obviously in France for this one. But the personal decision which my wife made to have our kids circumcised, I never actually witnessed it before.
Right.
I never watched it.
Good decision.
Right. Except for this time.
I saw
my newborn get circumcised, and Jason,
I don't even, why did you put yourself through this pain?
I don't know. But I think we need to have a conversation about this, bro. We have to have a conversation about, because
are there any religions that this is something everybody comes together to see? I need to figure this out.
I'm not sure.
Hit us up and educate us, people out there.
I believe Jewish religion. I believe you have to do that. I believe. I'm not sure.
And they watch it. They witness it. Okay, cool.
So I saw it, and the way they did it, oh, my God, Jason. I felt so sick, right? And I can't lie. I was pretty upset at my wife. I was upset at her, Japa.
Yeah. She just gave you this beautiful child, now you have just flipped.
Because I don't. I can't explain.
You shouldn't have watched it, bro.
I can't explain something like that, right? The pain I felt. I felt the pain.
Of course,
the way
you
he
did.
Was crying. I was, oh my God, Jason, I wanted to.
Did you want to fight the person?
The guy, the rabbi who did it.
You wanted to fight him.
Initially, I wanted to jack him up, but then something came over me. I was like, okay, I know he's just doing his job.
Did he look at you at all?
No, he's just doing it matter of factly. Yeah. Like, you know, nothing was.
Yeah, and just doing it. They don't numb or nothing. They just go.
No, they did a little. But he's a. Do we have to do this to? Do we have to do this, kids? Do we have to do this?
You shouldn't have watched it, bro.
Yeah, but do we have to? Like, what is the real science behind? like, do we have to do this?
I'm not going to get into all that. We don't have to do anything, but you shouldn't have watched.
I know I shouldn't have watched, but J-Bell, do we have to do this? Do we have to do this? Do we have to do it, Jason?
Listen.
Is it really that necessary?
I mean, there are some hygienic reasons behind it and all that kind of stuff and religious reasons.
But we were
reasons.
Born like that, no?
I was born with my tonsils. I don't have them anymore, OC.
Yeah, but that's from like something is wrong, no? They didn't just take them out just for taking them out's sake. It's like.
That's a fact.
You know, you had tonsillitis.
That's a fact.
Do they have to?
I feel like this pain that you just went through.
It's because I saw it.
It's because you saw it.
Yeah, I agree.
Like OC.
Yeah.
When you said you felt it.
Yeah, I did.
You felt it.
I did. I
You, all of a sudden your body went, woo. Yeah.
This is what they do? This is what they do? You do this? Oh, my God, J-Bell.
Hey.
I ain't never been that angry in my life. You know it takes a lot to upset
me. Oh, yeah. But
I haven't been that angry in a long time.
I can see your newborn son in 10 years asking you for something, and you fighting it, and then you get that image in your head, and you're like, nah, it's cool.
I got you. I got you.
Layla going to be like, why are you so weak with him? You'll be like, because
I saw.
You know what I saw?
Oh, my goodness. Incredible.
I'm glad you don't drink alcohol, because this could be a precursor to an issue.
Yeah.
Like, you could be in your man cave watching some
like
football.
Man cave,
oh, your man cave is
cool,
dope.
Right?
It is really good.
Nice little room.
I love it.
Little chairs.
I love the location of your man cave.
Yeah, like, right when you go in.
Because it's like, I come in the house, I don't want to deal with nothing.
Yeah.
Man cave.
Right there.
Man cave food.
Boom. Boom, boom.
I don't have to walk through.
Yeah.
Anybody's activities.
Yeah, yeah.
My life.
Yeah. You know who else you saw? You saw my other son, Igwe, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see his cave?
I didn't see his cave.
His cave, right? You see, that this is the issue. This is the problem, right?
Igwe's got a cave?
Yeah. You saw my cave, and you knew immediately it was a cave.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is a cave.
That's a man cave. It's got the big screen.
Yeah.
It's enough for two people.
Just two people. That's
two
it.
People. Right. It's like a two people movie theater.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right?
Love it.
Now, where you went to go see him,
uh-huh.
That whole thing is his.
That's thing. His? That's his? I thought his stuff was just in there, like, because he got the newborn, you know, Layla's managing things. No, that's his.
That's him. That's his cave. And I paid for the house. And
he got the bigger cave. He got the bigger cave.
This is how we're living, J-Bell.
Hey, man.
Imagine that.
That's what, hey, man, you know what? When he showed me on the map all the different countries, I wanted to cry. I wanted to cry, man. I wanted to cry.
Yeah.
But he doesn't understand, as he gets older, his little brother's going to get away with stuff because you saw. Because
I saw. I witnessed something that I did not witness with him.
You'll be like, Igwe, you don't understand.
You better be quiet, buddy. Even though he went through the same thing, I didn't see it.
No. You don't.
So it doesn't exist.
It didn't happen.
Crazy. Oh.
Hey, man, every time, I'm telling you, bro, I need people to hit us up on this. If you saw, and you don't even have to put it on Twitter, you can DM us.
Yep.
We need to know that there are those that understand your pain.
Yeah, I need to.
Does this fresh air help sitting out here?
Yeah, this is nice. This is incredible, J-Bell. I mean, I'm calm. I'm cool. You know, I don't have to think about what's going on. We got the Giants versus the Packers here.
Love it.
Which is something that I'm really excited about. Vikings versus the Saints.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's cool. All is well, J-Bell. All is well in the world.
The offseason never disappoints.
It never disappoints.
The season never disappoints.
Yep.
The offseason never disappoints. I tell you this. How many people do you think are going to hit you up or hit up the NFL website about tickets this year?
That's going to be heavy.
I know.
That's
feel bad.
Heavy. Oh, all those games.
I know.
I know what I'm going to do, though.
Tell me.
I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Tell me.
The people who I, you know, I'm okay with, they're my, like, peripheral friends.
Yep.
I'm going to give them all the tickets to the Vikings Saints.
That is a great game.
It was my
those are your peripheral friends, they get there?
Yeah.
I hope they're not listening.
Inner circle.
They're going to the Giants game?
Giants-Packers. Okay. And only because, not because the Vikings-Saints isn't a great
game. It's going to be a great
game. Yeah. Only because my inner circle, they get to see me calling the game from the field.
Ooh, you're going to be on?
On the field.
Can I?
No.
With you?
No, I can't.
I got to be in the booth.
No, you see this sign there where it says red zone?
Yeah.
That's where you have to be.
Okay, I'll stand right there.
On the
red zone. I see it. Yeah. And I will interact with you. Exactly. Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Viking Saints, it'll be the opposite.
Oh, I'm going to be on there?
You be on there with
I'll Harrison, be back there with Harrison at safety.
At safety.
Thanks. I'll be like, what's the check, Harry? Exactly. Boom, he goes down in the box, you know, boom.
All of that. And I'll be where it says red zone.
Oh, okay.
That's how we're going to play that.
I mean, I don't think I got the juice with the Vikings like you got with the Giants because of one player. That's Harry true. Might not pick up my phone call, to be honest. You know, he'd be like, I can't really be bothered with you, bro.
Oh, man.
You know, it's just like in business school, he's like, you cheating off me again?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
come on. I got you.
Do your own work, JB.
He doesn't strike me as the type of person who would do that to you.
No, he would. Maybe. He's a very good friend.
Yeah.
Very loyal friend. Eric Kendricks, you know, linebacker, UCLA, in the middle.
Yeah,
so, you know, I got my boys. So,
he's
you know,
a good friend, man.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Harrison is like a good friend, man.
He is.
You ever had, like, you know how, like, when, like, white people are your friend, like, they're, like, the best friend. The best friend you could have. Right. Harrison strikes me as that guy.
Harrison
he's like
is a good dude.
That kind of
he is
friend.
A good, good friend.
Yeah.
But he's like you.
Is it?
He's chilling. He is chilling.
Yeah.
He's not about the lights.
I'm with that, man.
He's about just relaxing, doing his thing, man.
Here's what I wanted to say about America.
Tell me.
Right?
Tell me.
Here's what I want to say about America.
I'm interested.
And I know our audience is primarily British.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we got some people in, where was it, the Czech Republic?
Yeah, yeah. Shout out.
Where was it, the Czech
Republic?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I forget what Simon said on that, what our official rankings were.
He's in the Czech Republic,
yep,
right?
Yep. We're pretty high out there.
We got some people in Nigeria, apparently.
Oh, for sure. Because, yeah. 100%. I'm 33%. They're here for me.
Yeah. We got a couple of people in, I forget where else that Simon said. Luxembourg. Yeah, we've got some people in Luxembourg
also.
I
heard Simon like whisper in my ear, so like a real producer.
Luxembourg, yeah.
He tried to be like a real producer right there.
Yeah. But here's what I wanted to say about America.
Tell me.
And if you're in America right now, and this is for you also, Jason, as an American. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I want you to give your country a big hug for me.
Okay.
Just wrap your hands around America.
Yes,
right?
I will.
Hug it. Kiss America.
Okay.
Just,
thankful.
You're a beautiful country.
Yes.
I want you to do that for
me. Okay, I will.
And I want to tell you why, Jason.
I'm all in and I'm listening.
Because we're here right now in the NFL. It's Tottenham Stadium, but it's about to be an NFL stadium.
Yeah.
You know, in January, I brought over 3 young men.
Yes, you did.
From unimaginable situations in Nigeria. Right?
Uprise Academy.
Yeah. You brought over 3 young men. And as of today, those 3 young men who had never played organized football before, never, not once.
Not once.
Right?
Yep. Yeah.
Just off of sheer ability and intelligence.
Opportunity.
All 3 of them. One signed to the Giants. One signed to the Arizona Cardinals.
Yep.
And just recently, another one signed to the Kansas City Chiefs.
It happened.
With guaranteed money in their pocket, Jason.
Kansas City
Guaranteed money in their pockets, Jason. I'm talking about life-changing money, right?
Wow.
And the opportunity to do this, right? The ability for something like this to happen, this only happens in America. This only happens in the NFL. And as many problems as that country has, and it has plenty of them, the fact that it gives you the opportunity to do something like this.
Yes.
I feel like it's taken for granted a lot.
I can agree with this.
And just from me to America and from me to you, I want you to just if you can show me.
Just a big hug.
Just give it a hug, man.
I'm squeezing.
Yeah.
L.A.?
Yeah.
New York?
Yeah.
My chest is on Texas.
Just, yeah.
Chest is
just like that.
Like that.
And just
kiss the middle of the country.
That's all I want.
That's it.
That's it.
I feel good about that.
Thank you, J.D.
I actually enjoyed that.
Thank you.
I felt that.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? We spend a ton of time before podcast, after podcast, wherever we are, talking about issues globally.
Yeah.
And I think yesterday in your palace, we were talking about something. We were talking about the economy and other things. What's happening. But I don't know if we went this direction, but we kind of touched on the fact that, and you talk about America, even when you talk about this country, which personally, I'm so happy I'm here.
Yep.
I'm so happy I'm in the UK.
100%.
I am very happy to be here. But you see these things that are being portrayed in the media about the division.
Yep.
But in reality, the majority of the population, they want the same thing.
Mm.
They think about life the same way. They want to have the same things and benefits for their family because that's what matters.
Mm.
But yet, all that's discussed is the division.
Yep.
But we are more alike and we think more alike than is portrayed in the media.
Yeah.
Now, whole conversation of why that is.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need we could or
we'll
we
get
could,
into that another time.
Yeah, we'll get into that another time. But just like when it comes down to sports and why we always use that as when we break down these topics and we try to relate it to that. When you have a clear common goal, it's really easy to go that direction.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
But yet, if you continue to confuse people on what the goalpost is, then you just fight each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in reality, we all want the same opportunities. We all want the same chances, to your point, about three lives that are going to be changed forever because of a sport we love. Man, there's things that go on in every sport, every corporation around the world. We always say this, man. We're going to protect this game.
Yep.
Because we know the good that it brings.
Incredible.
We understand and we love it. We love the opportunities. We love the relationships. We love everything that comes with this game. And sports in general, we just understand this because we've been in it. And what you're doing, what's happening, the life sets are going to change. Think about what those guys are going to do to the locker room.
Mm.
I always say this when you think about football in this country, soccer, really football. I always say, like, what's amazing is you look on the pitch, on the field, and all these dudes from all over the globe, right?
Different countries, yep.
And I'm like, how cool is it that I'm playing with this dude from here? Yeah. And in offseason, I'm like, hey, let me go. Where are you from?
That's
like,
pretty cool.
Your world opens up in a way that wouldn't. You're exposed to so many things culturally because these people you work with.
You know
that
what's so crazy,
cool.
Jay, bro? You know what's so crazy? We are going to be, I hope, alive to see a day when it's like that. American football teams have just a bunch of international
players.
They look
like football teams out here. How dope would that be?
Easy would that be?
That is what I'm jealous of, and that's what I want to see replicated.
Yeah.
How amazing is that?
That'd be crazy.
I mean, if you had five guys on a team out of 50, it changes the whole locker room.
Yeah.
I mean, we had dudes, we talked about guys from different states, how different that was.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand guys from the South.
Yeah.
Then when I got on a team, I was like, anybody from Louisiana I was friends with that day.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to be D linemen, let's just be honest. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how I roll. But I mean, it was like, I love these dudes.
We're gonna make this happen, Jason.
This is the key.
We're gonna
because
make this
it
happen.
Makes the game better.
We're gonna
it
make
makes
this
the
happen.
Sport better.
Yeah.
It makes everyone involved better.
Mm.
I like where we're going with this.
Yeah. Shout out to Shout out to America. Shout out to the National Football League, NFL.
NFL. And everything you're doing internationally. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? My contract's coming up. Yeah. By the way,
they better take care of that.
I just want to say that my contract is coming up.
They better do that.
Yep. You know.
Last but not least.
Yep. Tell me this.
Special shout out.
Yep.
David Ojabo.
Hey man, we talked about it. Second round
by the Ravens.
Steal.
Coming off of a torn, Achilles?
Achilles at the combine.
And they still took him in the second round because this guy is an absolute baller.
Bro, he's a top 15 guy.
Nigeria, Scotland zone.
Hey, listen, when he gets healed,
yeah,
it's go time.
Yeah.
It's go time for him at the Ravens. Perfect.
Shout
out
to the IPP guys.
Yes.
Dyer Odeleye.
Yep.
Going to the Texans.
Ooh, my team. Because it's their conference. Yep.
Nigerian, also United Kingdom.
Love it.
Shout out to the UK. Ayo Oyelola, also to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Nice.
Another UK Nigerian guy.
He better get ready for that heat.
But shout out to all of them, man. Shout out to the International Player Pathway, and a big shout out to David Ojabo, man. Who's going to be an absolute baller, man.
Hey, man, big shout out to him, man. And this is what OC said before everybody listening. He said, listen, he's going to go to a good team.
Yeah.
He said, because of this injury, he is going to go to a good team. Imagine what they can do with him at that squad. Mm. They had a great draft.
Yes, they did.
They had a great draft.
By the way, a lot of teams has good drafts.
Yep. Yeah. Quick thought on the draft, man. Mm. This is my thought. I'm going to throw it out to you. Mm-hmm. You know, people put the draft grades out. Mm. Draft happened. Players are picked. All that. All good. In reality, man, we won't know how good this draft is until what? 2 years?
At least.
2 years.
At least 2 years. Might even be longer than
Might even be longer.
Yeah.
Might even be longer.
Because only a few guys are really going to show in these first 2 years. Yeah. And then after that, you're going to see a couple of guys show. But realistically, all we do is just we sit over here and we hypothesize.
Yeah.
Because the truth of the matter is, J-Bell, we really don't know. Yeah. We don't know who had a good draft. We don't know who had a bad draft. We don't know any of that. We're just saying we think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you're right. We hypothesize because we have to.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to figure out, does this formula work?
Mm.
But yet, you're right, 2 years, because that's what it takes for players to become who they are anyways.
100%.
Your first year, you want to show signs. Second year, you want to improve. Mm-hmm. Third year, you are what you are.
Yeah. And I have to go now because my butt is burning.
Yeah.
Like burning, J-Bell. I'm trying to keep it cool.
You don't know how to turn it off?
I've been turning it on and off. I don't know what's going on.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? Good time to end.
Yeah.
We don't want your cheeks to go on fire.
Nah.
Because you already been through enough in that region.
Yeah. You've seen enough. Seen enough.
Shout out to everyone. The Jason and OC podcast live from Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. The games are official. OC's butt is official. That didn't even sound right. We are out of here.
Why are you looking at my butt, man?
What is that? The heat. You're on the heated
seat, man.
Said
my butt is official?
Because you're on the heated seat.
Sound like my wife. My wife says that. She likes my butt.
We need a lazy boy heated lazy boy.
They're going to make that happen. They're going to make that happen.
Yes.
They better make that happen.
Oh, yeah, with the little OC insignia on it. And just
lean back.
Ooh, lean back. And get a little toasty when you need to. Yeah. Shout out to Lazy Boy.
My cave gets cold.
Ooh,
right by the
a little window. Heated yeah. Lazy Boy. And if it heated up, it'd be like one of those cars with things written in it and the lights up. So no, it says Lazy Boy.
I don't know what you're talking
like
about.
Like in the South, you know how they got little things in the car?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
I want the same Lazy Boy to just pop out.
Oh, I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Must be one of those expensive cars.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
I don't have
I want that seat.
I don't have those. I spend my money on popcorn.
Come on. Lazy Boy popcorn holder. All right, we're gone. Gale, swag, Louis, Gale, swag, body.